poll share down 1.35% at 52,840. The top 40 down 1.4%. The rand 12.97 to the dollar, 16.69 against the pound, and 14.53 against the euro. Gold price $1,263.75. Platinum $929.56. Brent crude at $51.39 a barrel. And David, you were busy selling. Gold miners down, financials down, industrials down, resources down.
Yeah, resources under a lot of pressure. Mm. I think the a lot has to do with what's happening in China. A private survey of manufacturing came out negative.
Yeah.
It's a much smaller survey than the official one. But I think even after yesterday's manufacturing number, there's still concerns that China is going to perhaps slow down.
Yeah.
Or manufacturing is going to slow down. You know, it'll be maybe offset. Growth might be offset by the services sector. But there's concerns that demand will slip. So this has translated into much weaker metal prices. Iron ore has come down dramatically.
Yeah.
So having been 90 a few months ago, not even a month or two ago, $90 a ton. We're now at $55 a ton.
Wow, that's
so
wonderful.
Kumba under pressure, as ore under pressure.
Yeah.
Copper also in a downward channel. The oil price was steady today, but we know it, you know, it was knocked yesterday. So we've seen our miners under significant pressure. Led today by Kumba and Assor down, and gold and platinum shares, and then all the top miners, Anglo's, Billiton, Glencore, and under pressure.
Yeah,
I was surprised at the rest of the market. And why I say that is, if you look at our PMI, I mean, there was a rebound.
Fitch
reaffirmed their rating.
Well, I mean, we still have Moody's and S&P tomorrow, I think.
And the rand held its ground despite the fact that Barclays placed 38 billion rand. Now, that's got to go out the country.
Yeah.
So I don't understand markets, and I think the longer you stay in the market, the more dumb you realize you are.
You can't say things like that. but listeners think you know everything.
I saw the numbers going through, I thought, 38 billion is going to leave within the next 3 days.
Yeah.
It's going to put pressure under on the rand at all. The rand has gone stronger.
Yeah.
So the deal might have been done ahead, whatever. I can't explain why the rand strengthened. But nevertheless, I think Barclays was one of the few shares that did a bit improve. But overall, Sikhi, was a lot of pressure.
And those retailers remain under pressure.
Yeah, well, Spa. Remember, we spoke about Spa yesterday. But scared investors are down 6% on top of yesterday's fall. So that came under pressure, but Woolworths, ShopRite, generally across the board, a lot of weakness. Weakness in financials, weakness in construction companies. Basil Reed, which used to be a big company and is now a tiny company.
Hey. How things change.
Yeah, they came out with a trading update that exposes just how weak and how difficult construction is in the country. PPC down today. ArcelorMittal took a bit of a knock. So it wasn't a good day for our market. We fell, you know, having been well above 54, I'm talking the all share, heading towards 55,000. We've come now below 53,000. So, not a great day on the market.
Barclays up.
Look, they placed a lot of shares. Yeah. I mean, they placed at 132 rand. The shares now 144. So for whoever's got them, there's a nice little kicker there. And it just shows you there is demand. There's still a lot of cash around. Just global markets doing pretty well.
Yeah, and let's talk a bit about that. Because tomorrow there's
the job numbers.
There's also a lot of people watching the ECB, for example. Mm. What's going on there? So what's happening on global markets?
Well, European markets steady.
Yeah.
fairly good day in European markets. US markets, the last I looked, they were heading towards new highs again. Yeah, they're ratcheting in decimal points. It's not as though they're screaming up there, but they're just ticking up now. And there was quite a bit good news on manufacturing, and also good news in a private salary survey, which showed that something like over 280,000, I can't remember the number, was a huge number of new jobs, which is now suggesting that new jobs created is still going to be a higher number. So I think there's an estimate of another 180,000 new jobs being created. Where we now may. So it's a good number.
June.
Yeah. No, we're going into June. That was the main number. So overall, on the global scene, things are very positive. So it's surprising that we took a knock against that kind of backdrop.
All right, leave it there. Thanks, David. David Shapiro is with SASFIN talking to Kwaku Koyman in a moment.